Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And as you know, I'm going to add, it's a blessing and a calling. And let's get to the Lord in prayer before we start this show. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, for the beauty and the wonder and the awe of this earth, this world. What a blessing you have given to us. Thank you. I ask for your hedge of protection around our president. Put before him wise and godly counsel. May he have great discernment when making decisions for this nation. May we, your people, be bold and courageous as we walk the path of this life. May we be good stewards of all that you have given us. We are living in a crazy times and evil is around us, and that's not new. Keep us safe, but make us wise that we can be the witnesses you would have us to be. I ask your blessing on today's show and on my guest. I thank you for all that the CO2 Coalition is doing to educate with truth. For such a time as this, O God, I pray. Amen. I was reading an article this morning regarding February CPAC event. The article was written by James Taylor of the Heartland Institute. He was explaining how there are conservatives wearing sheep clothing and pushing for higher taxes, restrictions, and the like for the sake of climate change. In his article, he used the phrase, "And by their deeds you shall know them." And the scripture speaks of false prophets, and while the left may speak freedom of speech, if your opinion or research differs from theirs, you're attacked. Some things never change in the realm of human nature. But in the scripture it says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits." That's coming from Matthew 7:15-16. I've mentioned several times in the past that I was taught in school, in grade school, junior high, that all humans and most mammals breathe in oxygen and exhale CO2. The carbon is a part of life. I was also taught that plant life absorbs our CO2 and emits oxygen, and we need one another for healthy life. Life is delicate and there is a balance to things. I witnessed that, the fragility of life, when I was down on the farm. After moving to town, after we had to give up the farm, there was a time my husband and I were looking at the possibility of building a small pond for landscaping in our backyard. Now, there is a certain ecosystem and a certain balance needed to keep it healthy and clean for all the inhabitants, whether it's the goldfish, the water lilies I wanted to grow, whatever the case may be. Sunlight and shade and depth, all these things must be taken into consideration. How each of the life, including the organisms, would react to and feed one another. At that time, we had nearly a forest of trees in the yard, and we decided it might be more work to maintain than we wanted to put in, since we had some busy lives chasing our children around. Aquariums, terrariums, the earth, there is a balance that needs to be maintained to enjoy the beauty and awe of all the inhabitants, including those you cannot see.